For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you so much for making your way here, checking out this episode. Hopefully you like it enough to hit that subscribe button. Keep up with the whole series. We put out three new interviews every single week, a brand new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, and know what's happening in the music world. And of course, you can subscribe any place you get podcasts from, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, YouTube, Acast. Just type in Kyle Meredith with hit subscribe. We'll bring you three brand new interviews every single week. And I'm Kyle Meredith. Today I'm talking with Joseph Williams of the band Toto. He has been the vocalist on and off since the mid-80s. And it's back to talk about a handful of things. First off, Toto has a brand new lineup, and they're planning a tour for next year, the Dogs of Oz tour. We're going to get into that, how this tour is going to be different. For the first time, they're really going to be digging into some deep cuts, but also playing tracks from solo albums, both of Joseph's and Steve Lukather's, which is what wraps back around to the other big news. Both Steve Lukather and Joseph Williams have new solo albums on the way, and I even believe they're going to be released on the same day. So I'm going to be talking with Joseph about Denizen Tenet, his solo record, covering Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up on It. In fact, I get some Peter Gabriel vibes from the first single on the record. We'll talk about that and some of his influences. And thematically, he says it's a vocal record. I want to know exactly what that means. Outside of that, he also released a new record with CWF, the CWF 2 album. And that's the group that also features Bill Champlin from Chicago. Chicago, the band, that is. So you're going to get all of that and more. Let's get into this and discuss this record, Denizen Tenet. It's Kyle Meredith with Joseph Williams.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I know you got a lot of things going on right now, too. It seems like a ton for, you know, a time when nothing seems to be going on. But we're talking about a brand new Toto lineup and a new solo album. I guess congratulations is in order.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Now, as we read, it's two separate solo albums, you and Steve Lukather as well, although you guest on each other. So I'm sure the obvious question is, why? Why isn't this a Toto album?
Well... Well, first of all, my solo album was something that I've been planning since 2016. So I was always going to do a separate solo album. I started working on songs all the way back in 2016, And whether there was going to be a new Toto album or not, there was going to be this Denizen Tenant album. Mm-hmm. So that was going to happen regardless. Steve Lukather, his album, plans for that, as far as I know, didn't come up until the last part of 2019. And he did his record very differently than mine. He did his record in basically a week in a studio with all of the musicians set up right there. My record was done over the course of, you know, many, many months. And as I said, also a lot of the songs were written over the course of years, you know, chipping away at them. So that's how those records came together, as opposed to sitting down and writing another Toto record from top to bottom. That's really the difference.
Well, I mean, for fans anyway, this is still good news. I mean, it's more music than we would usually get from the both of you all. Now, you've released your first single from it, too, with Never Saw You Coming. As I was listening to it, and I hadn't read the entire press briefing yet, but as I was listening to it, I thought, man, I'm really getting a Peter Gabriel digging in the dirt vibe on this. And then I come to find out that you're also covering Gabriel on the record. Does that have any connection there?
Well, it has a connection only because I absolutely love Peter Gabriel. I mean, that's for sure. You know, the song that I'm covering of his is one of my favorite songs, hands down, you know, period, in life. I mean, he's a great artist. I mean, my influences are definitely show up in the songs for sure. I mean, when I was doing and producing Never Saw You Coming, I can't tell you that I was actually thinking of him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, per se, but, you know, that influence is definitely in there. I mean, I'm influenced by Yes. I'm influenced by the Beatles. I mean, I think if you listen to the whole record from top to bottom, you can hear lots of influences.
And that was going to be my follow-up question. I mean, what can we expect from this record beyond Never Saw You Coming? I mean, you know, as far as, I don't know, were you reaching for certain sounds, vibes, themes?
Well, more than anything, I was reaching for certain songs. Mm-hmm. is the best way to look at it. And also, I think that thematically, it's a vocal album. You know, it's what I'm going for more than anything was great vocal arrangements and vocal sounds and vocal harmonies and that kind of stuff. And the songs had to live up to that, and you know, that kind of thing. I wanted vocal arrangements that sort of fly all over the place. Since I was sort of singing most of the stuff, I wanted to utilize my voice in ways that made it sound like different singers with different ranges and different tones and that kind of stuff. So, just to make it interesting, but very singer oriented and voice oriented, that kind of thing. But obviously the tracks have to be bombastic in order to back it up, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's one way to describe it. But, you know, the songs are all really fully produced as beds for all these vocals I'm talking about. And they all show some very strong influences for sure. There's a lot of proggy stuff on here, but there's also, you know, a lot of that great sort of R&B-ish stuff like Never Saw You Coming. Mm. But it's a weird R&B, you know, it's not like a straight ahead one. It's an interesting kind of an R&B.
Well, it's interesting that you kind of paint it in the vocal way too, because it was earlier this year that the CWF2 record came out as well, right?
Yeah.
And here you are, you know, you've got a pair of lead singers in this band, really. And I was wondering, like, on a record like that, like, how do you approach the song when you've got two tenured vocalists? Does it change the way you would do it on your an album of your own?
Well, most definitely. I mean, when on a solo album, it's not a band situation where you have several lead singers, that kind of a thing. And unless you have a song where you, like, for instance, I'm covering a Peter Gabriel song on my album where my daughter is singing half of the lead vocal. That's a choice to do that. In a band like Toto, if you're making an album, you're intentionally writing songs where the other lead singers can sing parts. On a solo record, you're filling everything yourself.
Yeah, no, that's such a, by the way, compliments on the CWF2 record too. I I don't know. I just love the groove in it. There is a mood in it. I end up loving All That I Want. Became an instant favorite off that one. I don't know. Obviously, everybody's plans are on hold. But did you all have plans to tour that record further?
No, I had very little to do with that record. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest with you, those albums really Peter Freestat's babies more than anything. I worked on that, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years ago now. Now that I think about it, and the reason is because I was so thick in the Toto touring at the time, there was not much time I could contribute to that particular project other than to go in the studio and sing a couple of those songs. Peter did all of the work and the writing, and of course Champlin, you know, was in on it and did probably next to Peter most of the work, but Peter gets all the credit for everything that you're saying on that record, and he and I are certain to do more stuff together later on down the line. I haven't spoken to Bill. I'm not sure what's going on with his health and all that kind of stuff. Toto plans sort of in the immediate future stand in the way right now of any kind of CWF type thing. But Peter and I are certainly going to do some stuff down the line. And, you know, as you said, his sound and that vibe that you get from that record, that's all Peter.
Well, I'll bring up Toto quickly, too, because that's the other part of the news. You all have just announced a new lineup. There are now new ingredients in the recipe for the Toto meal that we get. And I guess this leads to what we're hopefully next year is the Dogs of Oz tour. And you're already talking about, you know, things in mind for this one. I mean, talking about getting into further deep cuts. Is that right?
Yes, I mean, yeah, for the deep cuts out from Toto, for sure. Obviously, we play the hits. But the special thing about this lineup that Luke and I decided what we wanted to do, which Toto's never done live, is that we're going to play some stuff from our solo work. No one's ever done that in any of the versions of Toto that have gone out there live. The one thing about Luke and I, since we're the only one standing, I mean, I'm a long tenured member. He's an original guy. But since we're the only ones there, and also he and I are the only ones that have had multiple solo records of any of the members that have ever been in the group, since we're the only ones that have had that and we're the only ones left in the group, we've got so much material to pull from that along with the deep cuts, many, many deep cuts from the Toto catalog, we're going to add a few tunes here and there, not much, but just a tune each once in a while from some of our solo stuff. And I think that that's going to add, I think that'll be a really nice addition to the set.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. I know the rest of the fans are as well. And I can't wait to hear the rest of the new solo record. Joseph Williams, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it today. It was a real pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
My thanks, Joseph Williams. Again, the new solo album, Denizen Tenants. And some Toto touring on the way as well. Now, two fun facts before I get out of here about Joseph Williams. Son of John Williams, famous composer, also the voice of the adult Simba, the singing from The Lion King. Man's got a great backstory and a great current story as well. Thanks to you for checking out this episode. Before you get out of here, I do hope you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from. Acast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Just type in Kyle Meredith with hit subscribe. Bringing you 3 brand new interviews every single week. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all three of them at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along in those spots as well. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I'm Lior Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.